First of all, thanks for coming. Second of all, I feel woefully inadequate. Following Thomas is always difficult because he's a natural speaker and I'm not. And secondly, while I'd like to take credit for this presentation, it was actually developed by Ramon Pana, who's our Director of Customer Success, but who also has a PhD in linguistics. She recently had a baby, so she's not traveling anywhere. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Ian Cameron, and I'm a sales guy, so if you ask me technical questions, I'm probably not going to be able to answer it. In today's session, I want to talk a little bit about ontologies. Building taxonomies and ontologies has for years been a practice for data modeling and to power information applications. For ontologies, which is relatively new relative to taxonomies and thesauri, for those of you that are old enough to remember those, the biggest focus is often on the creation of the data schema. And by the creation of the data schema, I mean things like classes, attributes of those classes, and relationships between those classes. And then, today, people are manually populating the ontology with instances of those classes, properties, and relationships. And at Expert System, we believe that using a cognitive technology to automate the feeding of that ontology with facts derived from the content can help address that challenge. So, one of the things that three years ago I attended my first HITS conference, and Matt Turner from MarkLogic was on stage talking about stuff, and he was on a panel discussion. And one of the things was somebody made the mistake of saying that ontologies, thesauruses, and taxonomies are all the same thing. They're not. They're actually quite different. I think of an ontology in my terms from a sales perspective, I think of it as a conceptual model that has about specific fields of information. So things like classes can have a person, an organization, an animal, the attributes of that class. So for example, my age, my birth date, when I first started with Expert System, and relationships between those classes. I'm married to, and she's a journalist for, blah, 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 blah. As opposed to a taxonomy, which is, you could probably tell me better than I can, but to me, a taxonomy is the science and the process of naming and classifying things such as animals and plants and groups within a larger system according to their similarities and their differences. One of the things that we believe is that in the development of the ontology model, you then move that into your knowledge base or your triple store particular example. And what you do is once you have the ontology in the knowledge base, you then populate it. And you populate it with all of the information that you're using a cognitive technology like ours to help drive the information that is within that model and within that triple store. So ontologies and knowledge bases use RDF and RDFS as the representation of language, but also OWL enables more complex definitions of classes and relationships. And an OWL ontology can include axioms to leverage the automated reasoning over the model. Oh, good. I wanted to make sure that the slides are working. So this isn't the only way an ontology looks. It's more of a representation to say, this is your ontology before its diet. So you have a thing, that's your starting with. You have your documents, you have maybe gender, maybe places, maybe companies, maybe people, and then you have all of the different attributes as it relates to people. So I'm not going to go through all the different, grammatical and linguistic issues that are on that slide because I, quite frankly, can't. I'm not a linguist. But for example, here's what a movie ontology might look like before you start the diet. So you start with your movie, or you start with your show or your series, and it has a genre, for example. It has a crew, which includes actors, directors, producers, makeup teams, whatever else you want to apply to it. And it's showing at, I picked Bethesda Theater because that's near where I happen to live, but it could be in a movie theater near you, or it could be on a particular channel, it could be on a particular network. So this is really just a representation of the fact that your ontology has to have a structure before it's starting to be fed. Ontologies are challenging, and transforming an ontology into a rich and accurate database is extremely challenging. First of all, it requires access to and validation of a large amount of information to ensure the accuracy of the knowledge base and to validate the accuracy of the ontology. Natural language processing, which is one of the things that we do, can help you do that. So you start with your ontology model, then you have your documents, whatever data it is you're going to feed with it. It goes into a natural language platform, and then that gets populated into your knowledge base. The diet for your ontology, in our opinion, is natural language processing. Parts of speech recognition. This link, actually, because I didn't know how populated the room was going to be, is to that famous scene in Matrix where Tank is giving Neo some programming so that he can function in this world, and all he says is all this boring shit. So, anyways, not that I think that this is boring shit, but I just thought it might inject a bit of humor. I think what's really important here is that. Are the different points that are here. And I'm not going to read off each one because you're all very intelligent people, far more intelligent than me, and you can get a copy of this presentation afterwards. But there are things in here that are important from a linguistic perspective. So full sentence and intersentence parsing, co-reference and anaphora resolution, entity extraction and disambiguation. You know, my iris grows irregularly, my iris grew irregularly. Which iris are they talking about? Are they talking about iris the flower or iris or iris in your eye? You know, so one is botany and one is ophthalmology. There's machine learning, there's rule-based extraction and categorization, and then there's the automatic enhancement of your ontology and taxonomy using natural language processing. So disambiguation, I kind of mentioned that a little bit earlier, but this is a good example. My jaguar eats gas when I step on the gas. So which of the words gas there is actually referring to gasoline? Within our natural language processing and our contextual analysis, we're able to understand which is which. So my jaguar eats gas, well, that's the gasoline, you know, obviously. And when I step on the gas, that's referring to the gas pedal or the acceleration pedal in your car. So disambiguation is very important, and it's a part of the baseline that we provide. For example, which Paul Smith are we talking about? In this particular instance, we're talking about Paul Smith, who is associated in fashion in some way, shape, or form. And the reason that we know that is because when we read through the text and we understand the contextual analysis of that text, as well as the fact that we link to linked open data sources like Wikidata, Wikipedia, it could be IMDb, for example. Any of those linked open data sources help enrich that knowledge graph to help determine which Paul Smith you're talking about. Because in the next example, what you'll see is this is Paul Smith, the composer. So as you can see, disambiguation and being able to determine the difference between who you're talking about is very important. So the contextual analysis and using external properties to help verify that enriches your ontology and enriches your knowledge base as you move forward. So, I mean, this is really kind of, I wouldn't say it's boring stuff, but I mean, this is kind of like a workflow if you were building an ontology. But I think what's really important is the top part. Oops, sorry, I went too fast. Is the top part, which is the end user. So this starts at the bottom by creating the model, 2, creating the natural language pipeline, 3, the NLP feeds the data store or the knowledge base or the triple store, which then works through the metadata and then up into your application. So it could help in search, for example. It could help in facet recommendations. It could help in portal and topic pages. Limited data knowledge bases, for example, and analytics and visualization. So it's really started from a bottom-up environment. So this is a bit more technical, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to walk through this too particularly quickly. But what you see on this slide is a visualization of what the natural language processing enables when you're writing your cognitive rules. So we know that Mike is the child of David Holson. But there's other data in there, too, that as part of the contextual analysis of who he is and where he comes from becomes evident in this particular part. There's the name, there's his birth date and all that sort of stuff. And then Mike, sorry, there's Mike's birthday. So Mike is 30 years old, lives in New York, and he's the child of David Holson. He's the founder of his father was the founder of a real estate company, and Mike was born on September the 12th, 1981. So what has the natural language processing extracted? It's extracted Mike. It's extracted he's a man, and he's the child of David Holson. And you'll see later on that it also extracts his and the relationship. So David Holson is Mike's father, and then Mike is his child. And we see, as I told you, it extracts other data out of there. So it's extracted his birth date. It's extracted his parent, and it's extracted that he lives in New York, and we'll see why in the next slide. Let's go here. So your ontology becomes a knowledge base, right? So you have the child of rules, the date of birth rules, the age rules, and lives in rules. And this is just part of this particular ontology as a structure. This doesn't mean to say every ontology is this way. So we have Mike Holson, his date of birth, how old he is, what his gender is, who his parents are, and we have a label for him, and he lives in New York. And we'll know in the next slide why. Because a well-fed ontology leverages the information from its applications. So in the triple store, it interacts with the well-fed ontology, and we create natural language to sparkle inquiries. And then the answer is then displayed to the end user. Come on, here we go. In which city are the headquarters of the company which hired David Holson's son? If I was to go very back to the beginning, it would show that Google fired Mike Holson, and then later on in the article it talks about that he was hired by IBM in 2015. But what this is showing is that it's extracting all the pieces of the ontology from the information about him based upon the data that it was fed. So the query result is New York, because we know that he was at the bottom, he was hired by IBM, and we know that IBM's headquarters is in New York. So that's how we were able to get to the point to figure out where the headquarters of IBM was, based on an original statement that talked about Mike Holson. I know that's kind of abstract, but it's the best explanation I can provide. So in terms of wrapping this up, because I really did want to be quick, because I know I'm between you and the bar, you know, you have to feed, first of all, you have to build the ontology, and then you have to feed it with instances and relationships. That's absolutely essential. Manually doing it does it as well, but if you can use a natural language processing tool like ours to help you automate that process, then that's something where you will move and populate your ontology and your knowledge base in a much faster manner. So using AI or cognitive technology, it leverages the semantic reasoning to automatically feed the ontology based on your content. It resolves ambiguity from a comprehensive view of each of the entities within that knowledge base. And then the most important thing is to keep feeding that knowledge base, because you want to keep it up to date. You know, every time Mike Holson changes jobs, maybe gets hired by Google or something like that, it needs to be refed back into the machine so you keep everybody up to date. The result is, as I say, a well-fed ontology, or as Ramona says, a well-fed ontology, which provides relevant insights based on semantic triples extracted from your content. So that's sort of the end of the ontology discussion. I know that with several of my clients, both in the publishing world, because like Yona and I come from publishing as a background, and I'm doing both publishing and broadcast and media, including entertainment, ontologies are becoming more apparent. There are more and more people that are not necessarily moving away from a taxonomy, because the two can work hand in hand. You can have a taxonomy as part of your ontology. So the thing is that people are saying, well, I don't know that I want to limit myself to the science of words. I think I want to grow my science to include conceptual ideas and conceptual topics. And so this is where we're seeing more of a move, because I think, you know, Thomas, you kind of mentioned about it. It's all of this data that you have, and you can't necessarily apply a taxonomy as the only rule against that data. If you use a concept and math that through your data, it's going to help in the long run. I mean, Expert System, just so you know, I mean, this is the sales pitch, right? So we're based in Italy, and we're the largest pure player of semantics and natural language processing. We do many other things. We have the natural language processing engine, and then we have a lot of tool sets that go with it. So we have ontology management and development, or sorry, taxonomy, thesaurus, and ontology management tools and development tools. We have sentiment analysis. We have research and analytics tools that can all be plugged into the natural language processing. We're in a variety of different verticals. Mine happens to be media, but we're also in banking, insurance, life sciences, oil and gas, and obviously the government. And I can't tell you anything about that because then I'd have to tell you. No, I'm not kidding. The federal part is handled by a separate company, also called Expert System, but they're called Expert System USA. And the reason for that is just from a security clearance perspective, it's easier to have a standalone company that deals with just the government. That those are some of our clients. Sony is one of the ones we're working with. We're working very closely with Rogers and CBC, actually Agence France-Presse, third largest global news provider in the world. My wife actually happens to be a journalist there, and you know, I can give you a real life example of that, of what our platform does for them, or what it does for her more specifically. So she creates multimedia stories, and in the old days before the implementation of our solution, she would go into the textual vertical and extract information about the blue whales in the North Sea, then go into the video vertical, then go into the photo vertical, then go into the audio vertical, then go into the graphic vertical, extracting all this information. So the amount of research time in her story creation process was enormous. We automated that workflow so that as she wants to do a story on blue whales in the North Sea, all of that information comes to her desktop. What's the net result? And instead of doing 10 videos per day, she's doing 20 per day. So can you draw a direct link to revenue from that additional content? You can't say it's 100%, but you can certainly say it's an incremental increase in revenue because there is more content to be had. But that's just a real life example of where a news organization is using us across a variety of different formats. And that, look at that, 20 minutes, amazing. That is the end, and I would really, I'll try and take your questions if there are any. But Ramon, this is Ramona's email address, and that's her phone number, because if you really get technically, questions about ontologies, I may not be able to answer them, and she's probably better able to answer it than I am. But thank you for sitting in. I really appreciate it, and if you do have any questions, just let me know. Thanks.